from my heart, from my mind, from my strength, I will worship you.
We are in the book of Revelation for our Bible study this morning. We're in the book of Revelation. And, wow, where did my thing go? Anybody seen my remote? Huh. Oh boy, we're going to have a problem. There it is. What is it doing back there? Revelation chapter 5. We've come to that point in Revelation where we are now in the future. Chapters 1, 2, and 3, we kind of look at them as things that were covering present times, past times, and we've now jumped into the future. For John, the future starts when a door is opened in heaven and he's caught up before the throne of God, and he begins to describe what he sees. He sees the throne of God. He sees a green rainbow around the throne. He sees 24 elders with golden crowns. Lightning, thunders, voices, four living creatures who are really freaky looking. Oh my gosh. These creatures known as the cherubim, and lots of worship. This only just sets the stage, though, because what we've seen so far is not the main event. What we're about to see to this morning is the beginning of the main event. So I got to tell you a story. An anthropologist went to study a far-flung tropical island. He finds a guide with a canoe to take him upriver to the remote site where he will make his observations. About noon on the second day of travel up the river, they begin to hear drums. Sorry, I don't have good sound effects. The anthropologist asks his guide, he says, "What are those drums? Where are those drums?" "There, what are the drums?" The guide turns to him and says, "Drums okay, but very bad when they stop." As they continue traveling, the drums grow louder and louder. The anthropologist was nervous, but the guide merely repeated, "Drums okay, drums not bad. When drums stop, then very bad." Then suddenly, the drums stop. Terrified, the anthropologist yells to his guide. He says, "The drums stopped. What now?" The guide crouches down, covers his head with his hands, and he says, "Guitar solo." Okay. Paul liked that joke for service. Paul the guitarist, he liked that joke. So,